Hello, and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, Awakened, John Wesley and the Methodist Movement. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written by Catherine Manahan. The scripture is Acts chapter 2, verses 42 through 47. Acts 2, 42 through 47 is relatively simple to understand in terms of the picture it describes. These thriving early Christian communities are well depicted and documented by Luke, Luke being the author of the book of Acts. The challenge arises, however, when trying to determine how to apply the scripture. Should this account be taken simply as a historical record? Or should we be modeling our lives and values off of this passage and its contents? Throughout the Bible, the Lord has worked in everything from single widows to possessed children to whole communities of people who need love. God didn't abandon these people who had hit rock bottom in their lives. In fact, God did quite the opposite. He restored faith, blessed those in need, and moved mountains for those struggling to climb a hill. God did exactly that in the community discussed in our passage today. Previously, the Apostle Peter had given a tremendous evangelistic sermon to a huge crowd of people. This type of sermon encouraged those listening to convert to the Christian faith, and oh boy, was this sermon powerful. Following this speech, roughly 3,000 people accepted Christ into their hearts, got baptized, and became saved. The Lord worked in this community and brought peace to those in it. In this passage, the believers were engulfed by the Holy Spirit. They had devoted themselves to fellowship, worship, and sharing the word of Christ. This fellowship of believers worked to be more like Christ. They put others before themselves. They took time to sit down with God and with fellow Christians for the benefit of their relationship with the Lord. These people kept their heads up and were grateful for all of their blessings. Honestly, I think being a little more like this community is just what we need. Aiming to have similar principles to those that these believers had would strengthen our relationship with the Lord and let us thrive as Christians, sharing our fellowship with those around us. Let us pray. Lord, our Almighty Savior, thank you. Thank you for not leaving us to drown, for picking us up and working in us so that we may be saved and utterly and completely loved by you. Thank you, Lord, that on this day we have the reassurance that you have a plan for us, the reassurance of everlasting life in your kingdom. God, we thank you that your Son made the ultimate sacrifice so that you may forgive our sins and we may repent. Thank you, Lord, for everything. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's Daily Devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, Awakened, John Wesley and the Methodist Movement. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.